Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of pieces of legislation that have been approved and signed into law this month in Harrisburg, and one would really help out veterans in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
June is a very busy time in Harrisburg, and the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee recently reported out legislation to strengthen efforts to assist veterans and their families in their time of need. Senate Bill 1226 would streamline and improve both the Veterans Emergency Assistance Program and the Pennsylvania Veterans Trust Fund, providing greater opportunities to further address the needs of our dedicated veterans by funding important programs. It would also allow the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to solicit and receive contributions from foundations, tax-exempt organizations, estates, and veterans service organizations. Established in 2012, the Veterans Trust Fund provides grants to statewide charitable organizations that assist veterans, veterans service organizations, and the county directors of Veterans Affairs to support their efforts to assist veterans who may be in need of shelter and other necessities of living.
There's also been a lot of talk and some action this month about the opioid addiction crisis in Pennsylvania, the number of overdoses. And I understand that there is not only a special session coming up, but you also have some legislation that you're aiming to introduce. What's going on here?
Well, the opioid crisis has been a challenging one affecting many Pennsylvania communities. We've been trying to find ways to responsibly address recovery and addiction services. And in a bipartisan effort to proactively combat the opioid crisis that is gripping Pennsylvania, House leaders recently encouraged Governor Tom Wolf to call a special session of the General Assembly. This call followed House passage of five measures recommended by the House Task Force and Advisory Committee on Opioid Prescription Drug Proliferation. That legislative package, now with the Senate, addresses opioid addiction by doing a number of things: improving insurance coverage for abuse deterrent opioids, setting a limit on opioid prescriptions in emergency rooms, requiring prescribers and dispensers to undergo continuing education in pain management, addiction treatment, and prescribing practices, managing that publicly funded recovery facilities have the opioid overdose antidote on hand, and lastly, directing the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs to find ways to increase access to addiction treatment through existing health plans. Last session, we also passed two new laws that were enacted to address drug addiction prevention and encourage bystanders to summon help in the event of a drug or alcohol overdose so that we can help reverse the opioid-based overdoses. And in this special session, I do plan to introduce my own legislation that will help combat opioid abuse and misuse in our workers' comp system, something that's been affecting many workers across our state.
Also, it's summertime, a lot of people going on vacation and getting in their cars and taking long trips, but I understand that there are some new rules that folks are going to be looking at for child safety seats in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Absolutely. Children under the age of two will need to be securely fastened in a rear-facing child safety seat under a new Pennsylvania state law that was enacted recently and will take effect in mid-August. Under Act 43 of 2016, a child under the age of two must use the rear-facing seat until he or she outgrows the maximum weight and limits designated by the manufacturer of the seat. Previously, state law did not specify how the car seat should be facing, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration currently recommends infants should be in a rear-facing car seat until they weigh at least 20 pounds or at least age one. According to existing state law, children under the age of four must be buckled into the child safety seat. Children ages 4 through 7 must be buckled into a properly secured child booster seat, while children ages 8 to 18 must be buckled in a seatbelt.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.